This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'm going to tell you a story because Annie's not here. There are stories that I tell, and I really mean this. I'm not being facetious or funny at all. I tell stories, and she says, "You know, you shouldn't have told that story. You shouldn't." And this is one of those stories I know she would say, "You shouldn't have told that story." But two things: it's true, and I'm very good. I think I never identify people by name. I never even identify a place or a city. But this actually happened. What I'm telling you, I'm not making it up. It's a real story, and it's a real sad story, even though there may be something funny to it. I remember years ago taking my youngest son to the drugstore, the typical Walgreens, CVS, whatever they were in the city we were living at the time. And I pulled into the parking lot, and I pulled into a parking space between two vans. Well, what's the problem when you do that when you try to leave and you're parked between two vans? You can't see. So those vans were still there, and as I got into the car after picking up a prescription, I just ever so slowly inched out of the parking space just to see. My son Ben couldn't see anything, he couldn't tell anything. And as I got a little farther out into the driveway, somebody coming up just laid on their horn. Like, "How dare you pull out in front of me?" And then stopped their car right behind me. I could see them in the rearview mirror. And then very aggressively, with a mean look on their face, made an obscene gesture at me. I recognized the guy was from church, and I'm not exaggerating, that exactly happened. He was not a member of the church, but somebody came every week. I talked to him every week, and when he recognized me, I recognized him. He just had this look of horror on his face. And here's the sad part of the story: never saw him again. Never. I tried to reach out to him, I tried to call him, I tried to write him, just say, "Hey, don't worry about it, just, it's okay." And I was embarrassed for him. I was hurting for him. But it's just a slight example of what we're talking about today. Daryl Dash, who's a minister in Toronto, Canada, calls it relational pain in churches. It's a term, I'd never heard that term exactly like that, relational pain. And you say, what's that have to do with the message today? Everything. The Apostle Paul, literally in his last words to Timothy, right before he's executed, this is the last chapter, the last comments, he's about to lose his life. And the Apostle Paul talks about relational pain in the body of Christ, people who deserted him, people who came against his ministry, people who just walked away from him. And Paul came to the place in his life where he, exaggeratingly so, said, "Everybody's left me. It's just me. I'm all alone. Come and see me, Timothy." Paul speaking to Timothy, this young minister in the faith, he says, "Do your best to come to me quickly, Timothy, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke, the doctor, is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander, the metal worker, did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he has strongly opposed our message." Well, there's not only a sad element to this message talking about relational pain. It's the last message from the 2 Timothy series. Next week and the week after, we'll have two messages from the book of Titus, which actually was written between the two letters, 1 and 2 Timothy. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope. Remember, we're listener supported.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.